for the acceptance of du'as, prayers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a very good technique, method and preparation. It is apparent, it is obvious, that in Islam the importance of du'a is high. We realize this. We know this, that this is the basis, the foundation, you could say, the platform upon which our deen is there. And Allah Ta'ala, for the acceptance of du'as, has prepared something nice for us, through which, due to which, the du'a or du'as are accepted. When a person, an individual, seeks the acceptance of du'a through the means of something, then Allah Ta'ala accepts that du'a. Wasila. Wasila, Allah Ta'ala explains to us. Now this, I'll make this a bit easier for us to understand what Allah Ta'ala has made for us as term in terms of ease for the acceptance of du'as. That Allah Ta'ala Himself has prepared this wasila for us. Allah Ta'ala has prepared such a thing that insan, the human being himself, that person, that individual, himself or herself, through that person, Allah, he can ask the du'a from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In which way? What do I mean here? What is the preparation? What is the technique, the methodology Allah Ta'ala has set aside? Beautiful methodology. And when insan, when the person asks du'a to Allah through a wasila, through a medium, through the means, then intermediary, then Allah Ta'ala diverts big problems, difficulties, worries, issues, problems. Allah Ta'ala diverts all of them. So, what is that intermediary? That for every insan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created a wasila for each individual. And we should grab hold of that wasila that is within us. Within us, not looking towards other people, but within us. Yani, if we look to the amal that we have performed, the deeds, and ask Allah ta'ala through the wasila of our, I didn't say amal, I said amal. One deed, we can seek the wasila, the intermediary of that deed, and ask Allah ta'ala for the acceptance of adwa. So I'm not talking about wasila of somebody else. I'm talking about wasila of our own self. That if I did a deed solely and sincerely for Allah ta'ala's remembrance in my whole life, if I scan through my actions and I can pick out one action that has a status, has the power, if that amal had ikhlas, sincerity, khalis, pure, 100% sincerely and solely for Allah, that Allah, this prayer I'm about to start, why am I praying this? It's for the sake of you, Allah. Why? Because Allah, I want to please you through this salah of mine. That's it, Allah. Why are you praying, brother? Oh, I want to pray so that I can get this, or I can get this, or this will happen to me. No. Allah, I'm praying salah so you can become pleased with me. That's it. Why are you going on Hajj, brother? So that Allah is pleased with me. Why are you doing Umrah, brother? So that Allah is pleased with me. We say from our tongues, oh, I'm going on Hajj, when I pray, Allah, be pleased with me. But in the depths of my heart, I should realize this feeling. Am I pleasing Allah or am I pleasing the world? Am I doing this action for pride and fame to be acknowledged, or is it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If I take all of my deeds and I can pick out one deed, amal, khalis, pure, and I grab the wasila, the intermediary of that deed, then due to that deed, Allah ta'ala will divert big problems away from my life. Problems as high as and strong as the mountains. If we say, Allah, for the sake of this deed of mine, Allah, accept my du'as, Allah will accept. In Sahih al-Bukhari and Sahih al-Muslim, there's a narration. The Holy Prophet ﷺ mentioned an event from the previous times. In the previous age, Rasulullah ﷺ mentioned an event to his blessed Sahaba, his noble Sahaba, that there were three men who were friends. And for a certain duty or due to work, they were on a journey. They had embarked on a journey. And while they were traveling, these three individuals, they went past through different scenes and different terrains and environments. And on the way, it started to rain heavily. And the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is explaining and telling the story of the previous generations to his Sahaba. And due to the blessings of Allah, this has reached to us today while we're sitting here. So it was severe torrential rain dropped from the skies. And they said, what should we do? Where should we go? So they didn't know. And they said, oh, here's a mountain. Let's see if we can get some refuge from the shelter of the mountain. And there was a little cave, you know, like you have a crack, an opening. They said, quickly, let's run into that opening and get saved from the rain. So those three individuals, they ran into the cave for protection. And as soon as they went into the cave, Allah Ta'ala allowed this to happen. It was a storm, rain, torrential weather, winds. And from the mountain, a boulder broke off and slipped. It was like a little bit of a landslide, you could say. And it came down and fell in front of the mouth of the cave. And it closed the mouth of the cave. And it was such a cap. And it became such a cap, a lid for the cave, that you couldn't tell, are you inside? Are we outside? Is there any light? They were trapped, all three inside, and they couldn't get out. And just imagine it, you and me, if we're there, what would happen to me? How would I feel? I'm shouting, screaming, no one can hear me. No rescue, no mobile phone. You can't call anyone. You can't send a message out. My brothers, even now the mobile phones, technology, don't have trust on this, yakin on this, because a time can come in your life where you are locked up in the darkness. I'll tell you, in the darkness, it can happen. Anyway, subhanallah, those three people, we should think that we are them in that situation. Imagine, inside, outside, you're inside, you're trapped. What will you remember at that time? Maut. Death, oh, we're finished now, we're going to be gone. Death has come, who's going to hear us? Who's going to us? And a person becomes so lack of hope, so lacking in conviction, the sweat comes out. He forgets everything. Will we not forget everything of life? We'll start to feel so hopeless and trapped and like finished off. May Allah Ta'ala save us from these situations. Ameen. So what happens there? The people of Iman, what happens? They remember one thing at that time, the people of Iman. What? That Allah, the person whose kalama we recited, we start to remember our Creator. The being whose kalama we've recited, even the most sinful of people will remember who? His Creator. Because there's nothing left to do. So everyone will revert back to the Creator in the times of desperateness. What will be the biggest ibadah at that time? What will it be? What will it be? Oh, he'll raise his hands and do dua. Allah, in this grave, in this cave, in the mountain, we're locked, we're sealed, we've got nothing. My Mawla, I call to you. And that's where we'll realize that Allah Ta'ala says that I am closer to you than your jugular vein. That's when we realize this verse and this statement of Allah, that, oh, my servant, my creation, I'm closer to you than your jugular vein. So call unto me now. Why are you waiting until you get trapped? So those three individuals, those friends, they did mashwara, consultation. We're going to die. There's no chance. What shall we do? So they said, let's call out to Allah. Let's do dua. So the first person who was a mashallah, he had mind. He said, we'll do a lot of dua. But there's a way through which Allah will accept the dua. Let's do that action today. So he said, what's that? He said, to do wasila, to ask Allah Ta'ala to accept our dua through the means of something. So every one of us think that what Allah Ta'ala has given to us is wasila. So those three individuals started to think, is there any deed in my life that I did with sincerity? And whoever remembers this, then be quiet and start to speak to Allah and say, Allah, do maraqabah. Do maraqabah, because you have to think and ponder and reflect and analyze. And who are you thinking about? Allah. When we do maraqabah, we do dhikr, we're not sleeping or snoring and we're swaying to and fro, it's time to rest and chill out. No. Maraqabah is Allah's dhikr. You're thinking Allah's glory, His power, His words, His statements, His verses. Think, I'm about to die. Who's going to save me? My Rabb, He's so glorious, so powerful. He's got kamal, He's got jamal. This dunya He's created. This is maraqabah. When you're doing dhikr, you're thinking about Allah, His creation, His being, His personality, His glory, His status. Aha, subhanallah. So the first one said, right, I'm going to give Allah Ta'ala the intermediary, the mean of my deed. Allah, he said, the first one, Allah, I'm a sinner. Allah, but I remember one action of mine. The person who has something out of ikhlas, he remembers that action. Out of the thousands of deeds, he'll remember that one action he did out of sincerity. What's that? For example, you know, you have like a jungle, a dark jungle. You have a shepherd. And he's praying salah in the darkness and the death. And he knows the goats aren't going to see him, the sheep. There's no one else in that jungle. When he prays that, that's solely and sincerely for Allah, that salah. Because no one is watching. And that's why the friends of Allah used to herd the shepherds. My sheikh's father used to be a shepherd himself. Our Nabi, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, himself was a shepherd who herded the sheep, the goats. Let me tell you another point here. Why is this that the prophets, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, many prophets, walis of Allah, anbiya, and their pastime that they had friendship with the goats and the sheep. Why did they used to herd the sheep? And there's a beautiful point here, that when you do a certain action, there's a link to that action. A sheep is an innocent, miskeen, simple animal. And when it's time for milk, they start to give the milk, and they give the milk to who wants it. And they're very simple and sincere, maskeeny animal. Have you seen a goat or a sheep when you rear it and grow it up? Very beautiful animal. So the Anbiya had all these qualities as well. They had love, simplicity, humbleness, similar to the animals that they herded. And the Nabi, the Prophet's always in dua. Always asking from Allah. So, that first individual said, Allah, going back to the example, that Allah, I can remember one of my deeds. If you can accept that in your court, and I had sincerity in the action, Allah, have mercy on us. Have mercy on me. So he's giving the wasta, the means, the intermediary for his deed. And when a person does dua in desperateness, whenever you have an opportunity in life, then you know what is that dua. All the fakeness goes out of the window. All the fakeness in the previous duas is finished. Oh Allah, this and that, this, Allah give me this. We have fakeness, imitation. But when you're desperate, no one else is there to help, no one to listen to, no one to speak to, then such a beautiful ikhlas dua. Your eyes don't cry at that time, your heart cries at that time. Allah save us from that difficult time. But when a person has difficulty, that's his hal. Oh, when he has no friend, no assistant. So he said, Allah, my Lord, Allah, you know what I am, what I've done. And I used to herd and shepherd my goats, my sheep. And I used to go into the jungle, and it was my habit that when I used to herd the goats, then I used to take the milk after herding the goats. Then my first habit was that my parents were old. They were weak, daif. I used to go straight to my parents and I'd give them the milk first. Then I went home to my wife and kids and gave them the milk. First my parents. This was my habit. Allah. One day what happened? I got late. Uh-huh. And I couldn't reach on time to my parents with the milk. So when I got there, I was hurrying. And my parents, they were daif and they fell asleep. They were tired. It was the winter time. And they fell asleep and the milk was in my hands. And Allah, my Mawla, I could not bear that my parents are old and I've got that milk and I drink it and I go home and give to my wife and kids. I said, until my parents don't drink this milk, I will not drink. And I stayed at their bedside with the glass of milk. To the extent that morning came, I didn't move and I stood there with the glass of milk. My Allah, my Mawla, you were there, you saw it and I was there. And I did this deed, I think, due to ikhlas. If this is acceptable to you, then Allah, due to the means and the intermediary of this sin, of this deed, Allah, remove this boulder. Suddenly, there was a clatter and one third of the boulder moved to the side and the light filtered into the cave. And the others got encouragement, mashallah. Then he said to the second man, okay, you tell us your deed now. So the second man spoke. He said, Allah, you know what I did, Allah. Allah, I had a cousin sister and I had attraction to the cousin sister. And she was a poor soul, she was a poor woman, miskeen. And I was seeking a time that I can take advantage to fulfill my desires. One day she was old, she was muflis and poverty. And she came to me in need and she was desperate and she needed money. And I thought, the time has come. I said, money I will give to you, but you have to fulfill my desire. You have to fulfill my desire. She started crying, no, I'm not a bad woman. I have got haya. Modest, I can't do this. She left, but muflisi, poverty, desperateness, hunger, thirst. And a person, when he has children and society around him, he gets forced to go towards the bad. So the female, the cousin sister came back and said, okay, fulfill your desire and give me the money. Then Allah, you know, you see, you saw. When I reached to that point, there was no turning back and the fulfillment of the desire was there. And I saw the woman crying and she said, oh, servant of Allah, fear Allah, fear Allah. My Mawla, she said that, and suddenly your fear entered into my heart, Allah. And in that situation, your fear came and I gave sadaqah money to her. I gave sadaqah. You are there, Allah, nobody else. and I didn't tell anyone else this deed, my Mawla, if this deed is acceptable to you in your court, and if this had sincerity, Allah have mercy and remove this boulder from the cave. Allah, the clutter came and more of that boulder moved to the side. You know, one third had already moved, then another third moved. And more light came in, but they still couldn't get out. Then the third individual said, okay, I'm going to ask to Allah as well. And he said, Allah, my Mawla, you know best what was my occupation, farming, agriculture. And a person who does agriculture and farming, people used to come to me, laborers, and I used to give them the work. And once a farmer, the laborer, he didn't take on any laborers because they did not a good action. I was amazed that why is he not taking on the people? I couldn't understand it. That what shall I do? So I kept on thinking, pondering. And then I thought, okay, that this is his money. Okay, fine. I'll take some seeds and I'll put them into the soil. I'll plow the soil. And alhamdulillah, from his seeds, such barakah came, blessing. And all of the land in the farm started to grow rice. Then I harvested it. Then I re-sowed the seeds and re-harvested them. And so much money came. And I bought agricultural tools. And I made a whole farm. And I became prosperous. And mashallah, due to his work and due to his items, due to his laboring, I got the benefit. Allah, well, then what happened after that? MashaAllah, he knocked on the door after a while. He said, please give me my dues. I said, okay, hold on. I said, I'm present. I was waiting for this time that you will come. So Allah, you were listening and you knew my heart and what I was thinking. There are such people honest. And he gave him his due. What was his right? SubhanAllah. And due to their deeds, do you think a mountain will not move? Nabi Al-Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is mentioning this. He's doing islah, rectification to his ummah, to his nation. So brothers, he said, Allah, you know best. When he asked for me, I said, I was waiting for you for so long. I was distressed. When are you going to come? Tell me, what was your money? He said, remember when I worked, I need that much money. He said, all of this is yours. The animals, the sheep, the tools, the farmland, and the cows, and the all of this, and this farm, the agriculture, the rice, everything is yours. He said, either I'm mad or you're mad. Just give me the money that was due. He said, this is yours. The money, the work you worked, the dues, and then I put that, I reinvested that, and the barakah came. This is all due to your heart work. Take everything. I don't need nothing apart from Allah. Allah Ta'ala said this. He said, Allah, if you like this deed, accepted this deed, it is ikhlas, Allah have mercy and remove this boulder from the cave mouth. And the cave mouth, the boulder moved and they were free. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Those three men, easily they moved out. So this is wasila, the means, using the intermediary of the deed. How much barakah? The wasila of the prophets, the wasila of the awliya Allah. This is all wasila. There's wasila of the prophets, there's wasila of the friends of Allah, and deeds that we ourselves commit. The wasila, the means of the deed. How much power Allah Ta'ala has put? What is the reason for this? The reason is that the prophets are beloved to Allah. The walis of Allah are beloved to Allah. And deeds that are done out of sincerity are beloved to Allah. So when you present something in between your dua, between you and Allah, which is beloved to Allah, then Allah says, then that dua will become beloved. That when Allah Ta'ala sees something beloved and holds something beloved, and you ask Allah Ta'ala a dua for the sake of that beloved deed or prophet or wali, then Allah Ta'ala prefers that dua. So the meaning of what I'm saying is that Allah Ta'ala has given us a great tool. We pray salah, we keep fast, we recite Quran, we do deeds, amal. Can we not do this? That we do all of this for Allah's sake? Why don't we do it for Allah's sake? All everything we do, A to Z, I swear by Allah, one deed if I do for Allah in my life, Rasulullah said, it will move the boulders from the cave mouth. So why do our difficulties not go away? Why have I got problems in my life? Why have I got worries and issues? Why is Allah Ta'ala not close to me? Why? Why do I not feel the taste and enjoyment of ibadat, of worship? Think myself, I need to think. Such a great deen. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has explained to us everything. And I don't understand why I've got issues and problems. What's the hukam? What's the order? Hey, brothers, we need to correct our niyyah, our intentions and our ibadah and our worship. Every deed that Allah Ta'ala has given me the tawfiq to do, if Allah has given me the tawfiq, then Allah Ta'ala will accept it if it's correct. If Allah has given us the thought, the intention, and every sajda prostration should go back to Allah. Every ibadah should go back to Allah. Pure and clean should be my heart, that I should not have any thought of any stranger, of anything non apart from Allah, that I should be prostrating. There should be no showing off, no pride, no fakeness, no imitation. Purely, sincerely, 100% deeds for Allah. That's it. That we should be not worried about who's looking at me. I shouldn't recognize who's around me. Whatever amal I'm doing is for Allah. Shaitan may do waswasa in my ears, in my heart. Shaitan will whisper, oh, don't do this nafal here. You know, you'll be showing people when you're praying nafal. So people leave nafal salah. Or don't do dhikr here. You know, people will look at you and they'll say, oh, you know, you're doing dhikr. So he leaves dhikr. He's afraid of showing off. Or don't put imamah on. What will people say? You know, they'll think you're showing off. Or don't do this action. Or if you sit here and recite Quran nicely, people are going to look at you and they'll think you're showing off. There's a beautiful answer. Hazrat Mulana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah says, Hazrat Hakimul Ummat, the physician of the ummah. He said that Raya, is it in your pocket? That it will sparkle and glow and people will see that you're showing off. Raya is Raya at that time when your intention is to show off. When your intention is to show off, then it's pride and showing off. If you don't intend to show off, then why are you worried about shaitan's whisper? Then don't do these deeds. People will look at you. They'll think you're pious. And they'll think you're showing off. Don't reject deeds because of the worry of what people will say. People will say you're showing off or fake. People are saying, but you're not thinking it in your heart, are you? Or are you saying it? No, I'm not saying it in my heart. I don't think I'm showing off. I'm doing dhikr. I'm reading Quran. I feel like praying nafal. So why are you leaving these deeds? Or people think I'm doing too much or showing them. That's why I'm not praying nafal. People do this, don't they? They say this. Or people will say I'm reciting Quran nicely. Or I'm doing extra deeds. Or people will say this and that. Allah Ta'ala said, people are saying it. You're not saying, are you? You're doing it for my sake, Allah Ta'ala says. Solely, shaitan is whispering in your ear so that you don't practice this deed. Do as much as you want. Doesn't matter what people say. You're showing off. You got pride. And laugh inside. Oh, foolish people. I'm doing this for Allah Ta'ala's sake, and you're calling me a person who's showing off. I'm doing it for Allah. So save yourself from this whispering of shaitan. Never leave the deeds, because Raya is not there in a sign in your hand like a flag. Oh, I'm a show off, I'm a show off. What a weird thing. If you say to a child, you don't have a nose, you say, mom, he said, I don't have a nose. Mom, say, your nose is there, stuck to your face. He says, no, I haven't got a nose. That's our situation. And the people say, oh, you're a show off. No, no, he's a show off. He's a show off. People are going to say it because they don't practice themselves and they don't want you to practice. They want to make defects in your practice. So if they say you're showing off, say, Alhamdulillah, mashallah, you're right. Inshallah, I'll read more nafil in front of you. Because you know your niyyah is not to show off. It's not fake. You're not doing things to show people. You're not doing out of pride. This is nonsense what people are saying. Why? Because let's take an example. Let's say this whispering of shaitan is coming into your heart, into your mind, that, oh, maybe I'm showing off or doing too much. People are going to talk about it. That's good. When the whispering of shaitan comes in, say, Alhamdulillah, that's a good thing. If this is the case, then I'm making niyyah that Allah Ta'ala, I'm doing it for your sake and I'm not doing it for anyone else. Subhanallah. End of story. End of story. Isn't it? This is a beautiful point. That if the waswas of shaitan comes, no, 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 you're showing people, you're doing extra deeds, you're doing nawafil deeds, voluntary deeds, and people are behind you saying, and people are saying you're a show off, and the waswas come, say, okay, fine, shaitan, or people, if you're saying I'm a show off, then I'll change my niyyah. Allah, in case these people think I'm showing off, I'm doing it solely and sincerely for you, Allah, and you know best. Allah will love that so much, that mashallah, you are now even stronger than you were before, and shaitan will run away when you have such a deed. You have to be cautious with deeds. We think our deeds are minor, insignificant. When I've just prayed Isha Salah. Isha Salah, Allahu Akbar. We think it's so insignificant. We don't even think about it. Oh, I prayed for us. That's enough. Don't take what I'm saying badly. We prayed. We say, oh, Allah's not going to accept my prayer. What's the point of praying the rest of the prayer? With such a broken heart, we do ibadah. You cannot imagine how broken our hearts are inside. So weak we are. We have no hope. We think we're so much sinners, big sinners. We think Allah's not going to accept. Allah's given us the tawfiq. He picked us up from home. We did wudu at home. He took us to the masjid. We prayed Isha in the masjid in Allah's home. Thousands of people didn't pray. Allah chose you. He brought you to His home. You listened to the Quran. Even then you're thinking in your heart that it's not accepted. Even then you think your deeds are not worth anything and you try to run away. Allah said, if I have done all of this, Allah, all of what I've done today is due to your tawfiq, Allah, and you made me come to your home and pray salah. And so solid will your salah become, full of power. Collect it on the side, this deed. What Allah Ta'ala has given to you and you accept it, may it not be that you get stuck in the cave. Was Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam give us example? Maybe a difficulty will come, you'll be on your own, and you can present that deed to Allah. Allah, look at my deed, I did it for you. What a great treasure. What a gift. You don't need to run and ask anyone for help. Your beautiful, sincere deeds that you saved up, stacked up in your account. Allah, there was no one, it was night time, I was standing. Allah, felt in the night to pray tahajjud. I got up, I prayed tahajjud, Allah. But don't say in the morning to your friends, oh, have I got light on my face? Can you see that I've changed? You know, I've prayed tahajjud. No, pray tahajjud and forget it. Don't tell anyone that you prayed tahajjud, but then it comes in your heart. You know Allah enjoyed it. I did dhikr Allah for you. You recite Quran, Allah, I recite for you, Allah, in the darkness, in the corner of my room. No one knows. I did it for you, Allah, then I went to sleep. Because Allah Ta'ala made you forget after that. You forget the deed. Don't do dhikr or read Quran or pray salah for anyone. Do it and forget and put it into your account of deeds. And whenever you are desperate for the deeds and you need help and you need to ask Allah and nothing is around you to help, straight away take that deed out of your pocket without any worry and say, Allah, you were watching me that day and I was there and you woke me up and I prayed and I didn't tell anyone else and you accepted that deed, inshallah. You know I did that deed with ikhlas. Allah, please take this difficulty out of my life. Aha. Beautiful solution. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq that we can correct ourselves and understand this point, and continuously we reflect on these points that we discussed today, recite Durood Sharif.